Mishmisha, I don't know if your message is a sign from God to me or not. You know, I've never claimed to know it all, and I've never claimed that, you know, like I have this superior power or superior knowledge. But I want to tell you, it's a confession, that only a week ago, I was in your shoes. Exactly the same scenario. Exactly. I mean, like, I was reading your message, and for a minute there, I thought that the guy that I was seeing has tricked me into this. I am serious. I mean, like, I was in your shoes. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I was thinking. Maybe it would guide you. And as usual, I don't know if it's right or wrong, and right for one person is not right for another person, you know. So you just have to make sense of what I'm trying to say. And I insisted on telling you that I was in your shoes this very week, you know, like a couple of days ago, actually. Okay, first of all, people don't change. And that means that if a person is caring, then the person is caring. If the person is romantic, then the person is romantic. So, like, character traits, they don't change. Gentleness, tenderness, care, attention, bluntness, sophistication, clumsiness, you know, all those things, they don't change. They're just there. What changes is what comes out of a person depends on who he's dealing with. So, one guy could be very caring and attentive with one girl. And that same guy could choose not to be caring and attentive with another girl. So, first question that you need to find the answer for: is he, as a person, caring or not? Now, you would know this by, like, tracking how he deals with his friends. Is he there for them? His relationship with his family? Does he take care of, like, his sister, a brother, mom, dad, anybody? So that's the first thing that would tell you is this person is a genuinely caring person or not. So let's say he is genuinely caring. That means that he has the basis for care. But then you have another problem. His career is very demanding. Where he works is very difficult. And it's going to get worse. Now he's just beginning. But in a year or two, there would be more stuff. And if he, like, starts his own practice, there would be more stuff. So if work makes him forget that he needs you, then you have a problem. And if work makes him forget to assure you that you are still together, then you have a problem. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. You need to think of now with the relationship as it is, as this is how it's going to be. If you're married to this guy, he will be at work, and you will not get the SMS or the message or the I miss you or anything that you asked for in your email to me. So this is how it's going to be. You need to be very honest with yourself. Can you take that or not? So that's one thing. Can you take that or not? The other thing, if you keep pressuring him, that's not fair. Because he never promised anything. He was very clear and straightforward. This is who I am, those are my conditions, and that's how it is. And you accepted. So why are you complaining now? So it's not fair to blame him for something when he did not surprise you. So you just have to think of it as, this is who he is, this is how he is, and this is what's going to be. And you have to decide if you are going to accept that or not. If you are going to live with that or not. I don't think he's selfish. I just think that that's his character, that's his nature. You will always feel the lack of love. So unless you get this love somewhere else, like when you have kids or from a job or from friends or whatever, you will always feel that he's neglecting you. And that would be a lot of strain on the relationship. So you have to decide, can you live like that or not? Simple as this.